you doing again, everybody? I am Russ Salzberg, welcoming you back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. And right now, we're going to go right back to Dallas, Big D, where Tom Coughlin is at the podium.
That's my fault. I'm totally disappointed and embarrassed by that kind of football, that sloppy football. You have control of yourself. You have to recognize situations that are going to lead to those kind of things, and you can't turn the ball over. You can't win turning the football over. That's the bottom line. A lot of other things that we can fix. We're going to fix that too. But, you know, they played hard. They came out in the second half after a very, very poor first half. You know, it must have been time of possession. I don't know what it was, but they must have had the ball for the whole first half. We came back out. We battled. We slugged it out. Somehow, some way, we get the game 30-24. The ball's in midfield. You got to go win the game. You know, we got caught in one of those, they're coming, they're not coming. We check, they check. And I didn't really, all I saw was the ball bounce up in the air. But that obviously was the play that kept us from going down and scoring when we needed to go down and score. And I was very, very, you know, disappointed in that. But all that having been said, they play hard. They believe in each other. They fight for each other. There's no finger pointing. It's a good team. We have good leadership. The captains are good. They're saying the right things in there, although it doesn't ease the pain of giving a game away, and that's exactly what I thought we did. So I'm taking responsibility for that. You know, I lose those games. That was sloppy. Should have never happened, but it did.
Wilson's fumbles particularly troubling.
Stripped. They just stripped them. And we talked about all week long was that they're coming to strip the ball. They are a good ball-stripping team. He can be better. He can get better at that. I mean, he can run with two hands on the ball just like anybody else.
Did you see the Darrell Scott play at all? You said, did you get a good look at what happened?
And all I did was see the ball go out early and it looked like it hit him in the arm or something. I just saw it fly up in the air.
Do you, obviously, you told David for the game, does this shake your faith in him?
They're not going to play unless they can hang on to the ball. It's demoralizing to the whole team. He's a talented young man. We'll get him right even if he has to run around the field with two hands on the ball. We need him.
They'll review it, but they'll confirm it.
Thought Darrell Scott did some good things when he was in there, but that popping that ball up, I mean, man, there's a sense of urgency about this.
I was careful as you guys are with the ball. The first 7 minutes of the game, especially shocking for you and the three turnovers.
The whole game was. The total disregard, the carelessness for the ball, the lack of understanding that that's how you lose. You know, I mean, last year, I think we were plus 14, and they were minus 13. Tonight, we come out here and have six turnovers, and they had, what, one? You're not going to win anything with minus five in turnovers. There's just no way.
Was it sort of just an avalanche situation, or do you think each was kind of their own particular issue, each of those turnovers?
Well, I think each one was was individual. Each one was a separate entity. But all resulted in the same thing. Loss of ball, field position. I mean, we gave him the ball at the 15-yard line to start the game out. Here you go. 15-yard line. I mean, but still we fought back. And that's the thing I am proud of. Proud of the way they battled.
Your defense was under duress pretty much the whole game because of the turnovers. How do you think that unit performed?
Well, I think that they did. Just the amount of snaps they took in the first half alone, I thought was they stood up well. I mean, we went in at halftime, what were we down, three? It's amazing. You know, we said, look, that's a very poor first half, we're down three. I was asked, coming off the field, what I was going to say. Very poor first half, we're down by three. I mean, we can overcome it. We've overcome it before. I'll have to look at the tape to give you any details about how they played. I thought that, you know, we worked hard to try to stop the run. I think they got some run yardage.
Tom, you said David won't play if he can't hold on to the ball.
I didn't say, yeah.
Is he still your starting running back?
I'm not going to answer that question now. Give us a little time to work on this thing, huh? He's still very much in our thoughts. He's got to play. He's a very talented young man, as I said. But you just can't do that. You just can't. Every time they touch you, you're going to turn the ball over? I mean, the plays looked like they were over to me. Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.
Locker room's open. We'll bring Eli and Cruz.
All right. Obviously, that was a disappointed and, quite frankly, angry Tom Coughlin, understandably so. Tom mentioned time of possession. The Cowboys had the ball 37 minutes, 10 seconds, to the Giants 22 minutes, 50 seconds. Now, Coughlin said no finger pointing, but obviously all the finger pointing tonight and tomorrow is going to be at one, David Wilson. Now, you guys played with a fellow by the name of Tiki Barber who had a problem with fumbling a ball, and he overcame it. How much of a head game is it to overcome this?
Well, for David Wilson, I mean, he understands that if you're going to touch the football, that you have to have it high and tight. You have to have ball security. And so, listen, it's going to come down on David Wilson, but it's not just all on him. I mean, Eli Manning turned the football over as well. And, you know, Amani and I were talking about this, and we were talking about it watching the game before. Tom Coughlin preaches taking care of the football the minute you walk into that building. So for them to be this careless with the football, I mean, I don't understand it. Wednesday when you walk in for the first team meeting, he puts up stats up there and he talks about if you turn the ball over on the road, you know, if you have one turnover, you have 18% chance of winning the football game now. So, I mean, for these guys, they understand the importance of it. And on Saturday night, the night before the game, you know, all you want to do is get to the room and get some sleep. And Tom is throwing up numbers at you about how important it is to take care of the football when you're on the road. And yet they still gave the football away. And we have to give credit to Monty Kiffin and this defense because, guys, last season the Cowboys only had 16 takeaways on defense for the entire season, and they had six tonight.
Well, some were takeaways, and tonight some were giveaways.
They were giveaways, yes.
Yeah, they were giveaways. But the one good thing about it is, you know, what Tom Coughlin said, they fought through it. You know, there was a lot of situations where they could have folded up their tent and just allowed the Cowboys to run roughshod over them. They're on the road. It's the opening game. They have plenty of built-in excuses, but no matter what happened, they kept fighting back. That's the sign of a team that has some growth potential. They're not going to turn the ball over six times a week. So they're going to have opportunities to be in games. But David Wilson is a guy that they're going to have to count on, just like Tom Coughlin said. He's a major part of what they did. They got rid of Brandon Jacobs. They got rid of Ahmad Bradshaw because of David Wilson. He has to come through. There's no secret behind holding on to the ball. It's all focus and concentration, and that's exactly what he's going to have to do.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the break, and as soon as Andre Brown went down, a lot of fans started saying, okay, who's out there? You know, Brandon Jacobs was reportedly seen coming to training camp. Willis McGahee, we talked about this, Sean, was out there. And I think the reason you cut this roster down to 53 is because the organization, coaching staff, feels like the answers are in the locker room. It's not someone you sign off the street. It's not someone else on another team. You got to go with the guys that you have. And Dave Wilson, Russ, like Coach Coughlin said, is going to be a big part of this offense. And he's got to shake off that rust. And he's not a rookie anymore. He's a talented player. Everyone knows about his speed, 84-yard touchdown against the Jets in preseason. But it's all got to come together, specifically on the week when you knew that this Dallas defense was stripping the ball. They were working on that. That's what Coach Kiffin, I played in Tampa for 2 years. That's what they do every day in practice. So that's something you definitely have to, you can't let that happen again.
Well, obviously a lot of negative to talk about from that end, but there were certainly some positives. One in particular, a guy by the name of Victor Cruz with three touchdown catches that he'll look to be pretty darn in good shape tonight. We'll hear from more later. We'll talk more about that. We'll also hear from the quarterback, Eli Manning, on what has to be a disappointing performance for him as he gets ready for Big Brother Peyton coming into town next Sunday with the Broncos. You're watching Giants Postgame Live here on My Nine. Giants lose the season opener in Dallas by a final score of 36-31. Stay right where you are. We got a whole lot more coming up. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, right here on My Nine. Once again, the final score, not the one you want to hear. Cowboys beat the Giants by a score of 36-31. I'm Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. And guys, you know, one thing that defensive coordinator Perry Fuel said about the improvement of in particular defensive line, we have big butts this year. The big butts got their butts kicked pretty much for the first three quarters. And we were talking about it, that there was no pass rush, really, for the first three quarters. They were stopping the run, but there was no pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, you add Sean Rogers healthy this year. You add Mike Patterson. Obviously, Linval Joseph was here. I mean, you did a lot, Colin Jenkins, to improve the defensive line, but with the exception of those two sacks back-to-back, I mean, Tony Romo had a long time to throw the football. And, you know, look, JPP's done more work this week than he's done, you know, in the last 3 months, you know, with his back surgery. So, you know, these guys will get better. But last season, 33 sacks compared to 48 the year they won the Super Bowl in 2011. I mean, you're missing, you know, 15, 16 sacks, and you lose Osi Mignola. I mean, 25 more sacks. You know, Justin Tuck said you need, it's more than just sacks. It's hits, it's hurries. But when you can put four D linemen on the ground and get to the quarterback, that shows that helps you defensively in the secondary, and it obviously puts fear in the quarterback who's taking a snap under center.
Actually, that lack of the pass rush from the front four is what caused Perifuel to have to send more blitzes, and that Tony Romo hurt them with that.
Right.
He created a couple of great one-on-one matchups with Dez Bryant and the touchdown throw to Jason Witten. They actually blitzed, and they just couldn't get home. So that's a factor, and when you think about New York Giant football, you think about defensive linemen that can get to the quarterback. So as much as they didn't do a great job of that tonight, I will say this, and you know, you hit on it earlier, Toomer, despite these six turnovers, this defense forced the Cowboys to kick field goals at times and kept them in the football game and still gave them an opportunity to win the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, usually when you lose a turnover battle minus five, you get blown out.
Yeah.
And this is one, it was a five-point game. So one of the things that, another bright point about this game is you look at the secondary. There was so many questions coming into the season about the secondary. And Prince Amukamara goes down. Aaron Ross comes in, plays very well, handles Dez Bryant, and that just shows the maturity, and it shows that all the work that they've done in the offseason to try and bolster that secondary has really come along well for them this year.
Well, we were speaking about also in the secondary, one guy we were all talking about, I think everybody was rooting for, anybody who was a Giants fan, was Double T, Terrell Thomas, and number 24 looked pretty darn good, you know, tonight playing some football.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. It's good. You know, whenever you see a guy making tackles like he used to, moving around really well, playing in the slot, which is the toughest position for a defensive back to play, especially coming off those knee injuries, dealing with the quicker receivers with the quick twitch muscle fiber. Those are the guys that you really look for, and Terrell came back and did really well.
Yeah, and one thing the Giants, when they cut down this roster, Russ, they only kept three safeties on the roster. So, but Terrell Thomas, Aaron Ross, I mean, those guys can play nickel. They can play some of that hybrid corner safety position. So it was very encouraging to see T2 back, Terrell Thomas, and Aaron Ross come back and contribute defensively.
Yeah, listen, it was 36-31, and for a while there, it looked like the Giants were all set to win a game by maybe a score of 31-30, but coulda, woulda, shoulda, it didn't happen. All right, we got a lot more coming up. We're waiting on quarterback Eli Manning to come to the podium. In the meantime, we will take a break. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. We'll be back.
Bad break, and had a screen called, and you know, I thought he'd just kind of just sit there and try to pop it to him. He was trying to, you know, make a little move, and you know, unfortunate, you know, hits off his arm and gets intercepted. So just a bad break on that one, you know. But that's just, we got some you know, some young running backs and some young guys, and we just got to get on the same page. And you know, there's going to be mistakes and different things to fix every week. You're just hoping that the mistakes aren't costly ones and end up being turnovers. We just can't afford those.
Young guy like David, how do you guys guard against, you know, him just losing confidence altogether?
Well, it's just not an option, and you know, you're gonna have days like that, and you know, obviously I can't turn the ball over three times, and you know, he had fumbles, so you know, we'll get him back in the mix, and he, you know, he's gonna have to play for us and play well, and you know, we'll just keep, you know, I think, you know, usually the best thing to do for a guy after a couple of fumbles is give him the ball again and let him get his confidence back just by running hard and playing well.
How were you guys after such a bad start and things looked like they were coming apart? How did you guys manage to kind of get it back together again?
Well, you know, had a little success right before halftime. Just, you know, went no huddle and, you know, hit Victor Cruz for a big one for, you know, I don't know, 60-yard touchdown or whatever it was. So, you know, that was good. You know, our defense held us in the game, and even after turnovers, they were, you know, holding them to field goals. So we you know, felt we were very much in the game, even though we weren't playing real well. And then, you know, just, you know, got back in there and got back in the game in fourth quarter and you know, kept fighting and, you know, so proud of our team, the way we, you know, kept going out there and staying determined and getting back in the game. And, you know, we're on the 50-yard line down six with you know, less than 2 minutes. We feel we're going to go win that game. That's going to be a game we can win and, you know, have an unfortunate play that cost it.
What happened on the first interception by Ware?
Yeah, just another screen. So our screens weren't real good to us tonight. Two interceptions on screen routes, and you know, just you know, trying to find a lane and you know, just trying to get it to David Wilson, and you know, he made a play. So, you know, that's on me. You gotta just throw it at the feet or don't throw it. Just can't throw it to the other team.
All right. Thank you.
Well, obviously, Eli Manning not very happy, understandably so as well, along with his coach. You know, those numbers, 27 for 42, 450, that sounds real sexy and, you know, very pretty, but it really was not pretty. And, you know, passing yards can be deceiving, especially when you're playing catch-up.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of a game, they moved the ball a lot down the field because, you know, the defense was playing off, and you knew they had to throw the ball to come back. But I'm sure if you're Eli Manning, you'd probably rather have Tony Romo's numbers tonight, 263, I think, two touchdowns, one interception. But the stat that counts is the W, and I think that's what Eli would rather have. But, you know, let's go back to just real quickly, just leadership. I think as long as you have key guys in leadership positions, you know, Eli Manning, you saw JPP in there playing hard. He's been out all offseason. You do have a chance. So you got to shake it off because you got a big game coming in next week.
I think one of the biggest things that Eli mentioned in there was sticking up for his running back and David Wilson. He talked about, you know what, sometimes the best thing when you make a mistake is to just get right back out there. You fall off the horse, get back on the saddle. That's what they need to do. They can't do what they did to David Wilson last year, put him on the bench, put him in the doghouse. You need to get him back out there. You need to give him, he needs to have some confidence because he is their number one quarterback. And you mentioned Eli's numbers, Russ, and 450 yards. I mean, look, you could paint it any way you like it, but that's some great production. And the fact that they were coming from behind, the Cowboys knew they were going to throw the football, and yet he still was able to move the football. His big three receivers, Randall, Cruz, and Nix, they all had 100 yards receiving on five catches each.
Yeah.
So that's very impressive. When you look for a Giants fan, the silver lining is that, hey, our big three receivers, and Brandon Myers had some nice catches and a touchdown in there as well. Our big three, they held their own against this secondary.
Amani, how you know, in the short time, you know, a year and a game, how would you assess Randall's performance and his level? How high can he go?
I think he can go very high. He's a talented guy. He's returning punts. He was doing pretty well. But one of the things that you get, the numbers get skewed. You know, they're coming from behind. You throw the ball a lot. A lot of these guys are getting opportunities that they probably ordinarily wouldn't get in an ordinary, if the situation was a more competitive type of game. So the 100 yards, yeah, it's great. That all three guys got 100 yards, yeah, that's good. But they weren't effective yards. The yards, they're game-changing yards. The three touchdowns from Victor Cruz, I would say, are. But the other guys, I think that they played a key role, but it wasn't as effective as I would like to have seen them.
All right, we got a lot more to talk about. One thing we haven't touched on was the punt that bounced off, I guess it was McBride.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that was certainly a killer, but we'll get to that in a little bit. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. A lot more to come, a lot more reaction from the locker room in Dallas, the unhappy Giants locker room as they lose to the Cowboys in their season opener 36-31. Stay right where you are.
A very strange night because your defense did a lot of really good things, especially against the run. But with all of those turnovers, you guys were in a real bad spot most of the evening.
It's always tough to win a game when you have so many turnovers. But like Coach said in the locker room, it's just something that we have to clean up, take care of the ball, and not shoot ourselves in the foot. But we know it's going to be times where the defense needs the offense to lean on, and it was our job tonight to try to help the offense pick up and try to get back on their game and make up for those turnovers.
Now, of course, you always have to be ready on every play. Monday and Amukamara collided heads. Prince went out with a concussion. That meant you had to go in and finish out the game.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like I said from the very start when I got here, I'm not sure what the plan is for me, but I'm going to be ready at all times. I'm going to train my tail off, make sure I know what's going on. When number 31 is called, I want them to know that they can depend on me. So it's just one of those things that happens. Anybody can go down at any time, and I want to go in there and make sure they have confidence when I go in there.
And, Aaron, finally, what was the more difficult part of tonight, climbing uphill all the time or being on the field in what was a very warm and humid building, given the fact that conditioning was an issue? We had a very mild August in New Jersey.
Yeah, it wasn't. We didn't have too many complaints. The guys stayed really well hydrated this whole week. We knew what situation we were coming into, and we didn't suffer from cramps. So it wasn't, I don't think the heat was a factor at all.
All right, Aaron Ross, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, babe.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, that was Paul Dottino with Aaron Ross, who spent last season in Jacksonville. And as Aaron would say, that was like a paid vacation. He was one happy camper being back with the Giants. But let's talk about, before the break, I mentioned the Truman McBride situation where the punt bounced off of him. But you brought out a good point when we were watching it, Armani, that it shouldn't have come to that.
Yeah, as a punt returner, your job is to catch the ball no matter where it is. Because every time the ball bounces, all you're doing is giving yards back to the defense, so your offense is going to have to go that much further. So if there was, I couldn't see from my vantage point in the studio whether he had an opportunity to get it or if the punt was really too low and he had to let it bounce. But if you're forced as a punt returner to let the ball bounce, you have to make sure you signal every player around to get out of the way. And usually it's a Peter call, just so that everybody can get away from the football. I'm not going to go into why it's a Peter call, but that's what you have to do to make sure that all your players don't touch the ball. So the fact that he didn't do either of the things, by doing nothing, he caused a play to go against the Giants that really, if you take those points on the off the board, the Giants might have been in the game a little bit closer.
Yeah, a lot of things going wrong. Special teams, turnovers, offense, turnovers. And, we saw the interview with Aaron Ross. And really, what the Giants need to do now is they need to get Amukamara back. They need to get this defense back in order because they've got the Broncos coming in next week, and they're going to need all their defensive players healthy. They're going to need all hands on deck, because if they thought the Dallas Cowboys offense was good, wait till Peyton Manning comes in. He threw 7 touchdowns the other night.
Yeah, and this defense was put in a position that they got the ball. Dallas was on the 15-yard line going in. That was their first defensive snap. They held them 3 points, so they did well early on in spurts. The game was 6-3 at certain points earlier in the game, but you take Dan Connor out of the equation at linebacker. He's probably the best linebacker on the team coming out of training camp. And you put Mark Herzlick in there, and Mark Herzlick, gave up that touchdown over Jason Witten, the first one that he scored. What's going to happen next week? So there's a lot of things that Perry Fuel needs to do and get creative about how to create ways to create turnovers, bring an extra blitzer. But you have to get pressure from the 4 down linemen, and that enables you to do other things with the other 7 guys in coverage.
If you let 6 turnovers against Peyton Manning next week, he's going to put up 60. Yeah, so that's one thing they really need to worry about.
Also, Big Brother is coming off of, there's brotherly love there, but he's coming off of a 7 touchdown, the only 6 men in history to do it, and the spotlight is here. He's in the Big Apple. He's going to want to teach little brother a lesson, brotherly love or not. All right, stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live right here on My9. Again, not a happy ending for the Giants. They lose the season opener by a score of 36-31 down in Big D.
Jason, a very difficult situation where you guys have to climb uphill all night. But for you personally, you played a lot more snaps than I think anybody could have anticipated. How'd you come through it?
I came through all right. I'm just trying to get better as the season goes. It felt like a preseason game for me. Like, I haven't been out there for 3 months, you know what I mean? And just getting a feel for a football game, you know, it meant a lot. So, you know what I mean? I didn't do as well as I thought I was due, but, you know, through it all, like, you know, I still was capable to produce something, you know what I mean?
Well, I do think the Cowboys had to be aware of you. Obviously, anytime you're on the field, you had said conditioning might be an issue. Mm-hmm. Was it much of an issue, again, especially since you played so much?
I don't think I was tired. I wasn't tired out there. It's just, you know, the football part, you know, the rushing the passer, the rushing the tackle, you know, me and him one-on-one, you know, we don't really get that physical part in practice. You know, right. I mean, we try to practice and stay healthy. But, you know, I got that part today, and, you know, I did okay with it. You know, my body a little bit sore right now, but I'll be okay. You know, I'll take care of it, and the only thing now is to move on. We got Peyton Manning coming in next week, and that's going to be a big one. You know, this was a big game, but that'd be a big one. You know, we got to get on our chops, and if we don't correct the stuff that we made mistakes on, he will embarrass us.
All right, and then finally, you guys held Dallas to about 80 yards rushing in the game, under 4 yards a carry, so I guess that was a good thing. Right. At the same time, the pass rush was rather inconsistent. It wasn't real good until the end of the night.
I say, you know, the pass rush, it wasn't there, but, you know, we tried the best we can. The only thing now is to go back to see the film and see what we could do better and what we could get better at, you know, and that's basically it, you know.
Jason Pierre-Paul, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time. Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul DeTina with Jason Pierre-Paul, and, you know, let's be frank. Jason Pierre-Paul, there's a lot of rust there coming off the back surgery. Was tonight almost a rush in terms of getting him game shape and conditioning maybe for next week and the coming weeks? Because he hasn't done anything until really tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he just started practicing this week. Wednesday he did an individual period. Thursday he did a little bit more. Friday, you know, it was actually like a half day. And then you have the day and a half to get ready for the game. But again, you can only expect so much from JPP with the back surgery. But this team, guys, 10 defensive linemen they kept on the active roster. That's 20% of the roster. So you got to expect a lot, Russ, from this defensive line this year. So, again, with four D linemen, they did a lot. They did better in the run today. I mean, you saw Sean Rogers, these guys making plays. But you're going to have to expect the kind of year that JPP had in 2011 with 16.5 sacks to help this defense turn around this year.
Well, Paul asked JPP if he was tired and if conditioning was an issue, and JPP said no. But I'll disagree because when we watched that game, that defensive line looked tired. Yeah. And when the Cowboys started going up-tempo, they looked gassed. Actually, there was a play where Cullen Jenkins went down, and you could see Jason Witten saying, hey, he's faking it. So don't tell me you guys weren't tired because they were sucking some wind. It was hot in that stadium. I know that. But this defense, they definitely need to step it up. You know, they forced the fewest amount of three and outs last year. So they need to do a better job on that. They need to find a way to get off the field, and they certainly need to do a little more conditioning.
Yeah, I think the whole team got off to a slow start. You look at in the first half, they were 1 of 4. On third down, and you know that's why you get the only 8.5 minutes of ball possession, and that really makes it hard for an offense to really get going, especially an offense that struggled all preseason, and especially in the red zone. So this is there's a lot of wheels and a lot of things that have to come together in this next week because they can't afford to go 0-for-2 in the first half in the red zone versus Peyton Manning. Yeah. I mean, you'll be too far behind. You'll be behind 30 points already.
Well, also one thing, and I haven't spent a lot of time talking about it. When you get a return down to the 1 yard line and don't kick it in and move backwards from there, that is bad things to come, and it was a bad night to come for the Giants as they lose 36-31. I'm Ross Salzberg. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. We'll be back with our final thoughts.
Well, back in Dallas, and Ryan, you cracked heads with Prince Simukamara at one point during this game. He had to leave with a concussion. You appear to be okay. You were able to stay in the game. What happened on the play, and how concerned were you?
It's a bang-bang play. It was a quick slant over the middle. And, you know, anytime a receiver goes over the middle, you know, a collision is likely to happen. And, you know, that's what happened on that play. Those plays happen so fast. And those receivers, I mean, they get so low just in the nick of time, so it's kind of like bang-bang. But, you know, fortunately, I'm okay. Fortunately, Prince is okay, and you know, we just got to go back to the drawing board and get ready for Denver.
Yeah, scary situation for sure. A lot of people came in talking about Dez Bryant, but it was Austin who caught 10 passes and Witten who caught 2 touchdown passes tonight. How troublesome was that for you guys?
We know they're a handful. They got a trio. And coming into this game, you know, I think we were, you know, concerned about all three. And
no doubt.
Like I said, they're a handful. But I think we did a good job of being physical with them, getting our hands on them, and playing tight coverage throughout the game.
All right, Peyton Manning's on deck in the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, this is another big game for us, another big challenge for us as a secondary. And, you know, we're looking forward to it.
All right, Ryan Mundy, thank you for your time.
No problem, thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, well, we were just also, we were watching the video of Ryan Mundy taking that return to the one, and who knows if he gets in or if they don't move backwards from the one and do get in, maybe the whole picture of the outcome of the game changes entirely. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was shocked about, not that they lost, because Dallas had won, had lost the last 4 times in their own building, so that was going to change soon enough, but how the Giants lost was shocking to me. But I would think Coach Coughlin is going to flat out and say, listen, he's going to show some tough love with David Wilson and say, you can't put it on the floor, I'll kill you, but that said, we need you, you're a focal point in this team, we can't do it without you, so come on, let's get it done.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. I was a little surprised that he pulled him out, the guy that is so needed on this team, and they've made decisions in the offseason with their roster to make sure that he's a focal
point. He's the man, yeah.
And them to pull him out of the game, because just like Eli said, when you get out, though, sometimes the best thing to happen after you fumble is to get right back in there and give you the ball, so you get that, you get right back on the horse, and you don't let that fester in your mind.
But I think psychologically, Amani, about this game as a whole, I mean, it always goes back to leadership for me. I mean, let's go back to last year. Falcons game, the Ravens game. I mean, blowouts on the road, right? Uncharacteristics of Giants football, blowouts. Mm. Then you beat an Eagles team that had mailed it in week 17. Now you have to deal with that the whole offseason. One year out of 4 that they've gotten the playoffs was 2011. And you lose opening day to a divisional opponent. I mean, what does that do to you psychologically? You can't bounce back from this, so... Antro Roll, Justin Tuck, Eli Manning, I mean, the guys, the leaders on this team have to get together and say, I don't care who we have next week, we've got to make sure that we even this thing up and then have a football season.
I hope they know who they got next week.
They have to.
They got to account for him.
Ultimately, it only counts as one loss. But, yes. I mean, I think it's the way that they lost, which is so disheartening for them. And you know, you mentioned the leadership, Roman. Absolutely, these guys are going to come in tomorrow. And, you know, this early on in the season, you realize, hey, look, you know what? It's one game.
Right.
We have so much more football to go. So, for those guys, they can't wait. I mean, the worst part about this is you have to wait an entire week to play again and get that bad taste out of your mouth. But they do need to fix this quick, because not only do they have Denver next week, but then after Denver, 2 more games on the road. They go to Carolina and to Kansas City, back-to-back games. So 3 of their first 4 games on the road. That's a tough start to the season for the Giants. They need to turn this around quick.
Well, you know, but next week, listen, we've been all talking about the Super Bowl 48 that is right here at MetLife Stadium, and it'll be seen on our sister station, Fox 5, but we have another bowl coming up at MetLife next week, and that will be the Manning Bowl, September 15th, next Sunday, 4:25. Big brother Peyton coming in to face younger brother Eli, and I would say, boy... That's a big one for the Giants to get. I mean, for a lot of reasons. We know that there's family bragging rights, but you're also beating a Hall of Fame quarterback if you can get it done. You're beating a Hall of Fame quarterback really coming off of a Hall of Fame performance.
Yeah, and I know the excitement from the fans. They're saying, oh, what if you had a Manning Super Bowl just like last year with Harbaugh brothers on the coaching staff?
Trust me, plenty of people.
Yeah.
That would be the NFL's top thing. In MetLife, yeah. the Manning brothers? Yes.
But realistically, I mean, this is probably the last time Giants fans will see Peyton Manning in regular season, definitely at home. I mean, Denver doesn't come every year. So, but without all the hoopla, it's a game. You got to go out there and win. You have to play a lot better than you did tonight. 6 turnovers won't get it done. I don't care who you're playing. Definitely not against arguably the best quarterback to ever put on a uniform next week.
And not only that, I mean, they don't want to go 0-2.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not, you know, 0-2 is not a position you want to be in. But you do have, you know, some winnable games coming in the future, but they are on the road. But 0-2 is not good. If they wanted to win one of the 2 games this week or last week, they probably would have won this game, because it's a division game and it's a conference game. So, well, the fact that they're off in the playing AFC.
Sean, you brought up something. You know, it's going to be a long flight home. How difficult is it, you know, when you look in the mirror, using a cliche, and saying, you know, we beat ourselves tonight? You know, well, sometimes you go out and get your butts kicked. That's one thing. But when you go out and look in the mirror and say you got your butts kicked by your own self, that's a different story.
Well, I think that's what they're going to be saying is, listen, as bad as we played, we got the ball back with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the game, and we had a chance to go down and win the game. So that's what the Giants are going to be talking about on this flight. And these are all things, turnovers, these are things that they can fix. So it's not just, hey, we don't have enough talent to win football games. You know, I thought Justin Pugh did a good job for his first start. You know, he had a great task at trying to block DeMarcus Ware. Fortunately for him, Von Miller suspended next week and won't have to face him. But
I think Dumervil's gone too. So,
and Dumervil's not there either. So I think for the Giants, listen, they're going to be okay. And you know what? Get this bad taste out of your mouth. Let it fester a little bit. Go ahead. Let it burn. It should burn because you put a lot of time and effort and energy into trying to win a football game. Let it burn, but then get back to work on Wednesday ready to roll.
Let me play offensive coordinator for a second. Do you think maybe the Giants, you know, when they get that passing game going real quick, it's a very fast up-tempo rhythm. Do you think sometimes maybe you should start that way without just – let's stay away from the rushing game a little bit.
Well, you started the game with a screen. That was the interception. And I think when you start the game like that, I mean, most coaches have your scripted 15 plays, or this was first thing we're going to run the first third down, and this is our red zone package. When you start the game with an interception and give the ball to the other offense going in on the 15, you threw your playbook out the window, because the next time you get on the field, it's at least going to be 3-0. So ideally, to stop this Tampa 2 defense, put two tight ends on the ground, run the football, run right at them, run right into their slants, their pinches, and something would have broken. I think that's the plan they had with David Wilson, but it just didn't get to that point, unfortunately, because of those turnovers, because they were playing from behind. And you know, putting defense in a precarious situation.
Well, Russ,
as well.
You sound like you and Kevin Gilbride were having a conversation. The first five plays of the game were passes. So no, as an offensive lineman,
we don't like the football.
That.
I love
that.
What are you talking about?
Don't get rid
of
the run game.
Throw it all over the yard. Eli Manning is the key. He needs to get involved. Get going.
Quick passes are okay.
Receivers want to throw the ball. We want to throw it all the time. And here's the thing, though: you have to run the football because you have to play keep away from Peyton Manning.
That's true.
You got to keep him off the field. That's the way to beat the Denver Broncos.
You know, I find it kind of interesting that the veteran offensive lineman now is taking his shots that he's gone a few years at the old offensive coordinator.
Hey, that's nothing new. He'll tell you that. I used to yell at him all the time. Coach, come on, we got to run the football a little more. Yeah, and he'd say they got eight guys in the box.
Well, listen, it was not a happy ending for the Giants. They lose by a final score of 36-31. Sean O'Hara, our newest member, pleasure having you with us.
Thanks
and
for
look
having
forward
me.
For the rest of the
What's
season.
What's my birthday, by the way?
Happy birthday!
No. It's too late.
No,
I'm 39. Roman Oben, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks very much for joining us. Remember, we've got next week, right after the right after the Broncos and Giants, you flip right over to sister station, our station, My 9. See you next week.